certainly an unusual taste of blood in my mouth right now. And you know when it feels like you've got a lip the size of a handbag. Feels like that. Sat in my car. I've been sat here for about 5 minutes, wondering whether or not I can actually talk with the anaesthetic still coursing through my face. I'm seeing quite some interesting things in this particular area of Huntingdonshire. I'm adding the shire on to make it sound a little posher, when really I've seen two almost scraps, a guy skinning up on a bench next to me, an argument over a door, and everybody seems to be smoking from about the age 8 upwards. It's hard to find a national health dentist nowadays, and I can probably count the times that I've been to the dentist on one hand in my life. I'm not totally adverse to dentists. Obviously, they did an amazing and incredible job, he says, slurring his words. But if it's possible to avoid them, and the whole drilling your face aspect, then I will do so. I had a hole in my tooth, and the hole's only there because a previous filling fell out. And the doctor said to me, "How long have you had this hole in your tooth?" The dentist, should I say, who may be a doctor, I don't know. I said, "I don't know, few years." When did the filling fall out? Was it a filling? I said, "Yes, it was. It was a filling that I put in myself." She's like, "What?" And I had a first aid kit when I was travelling around Africa, so I'm guessing I must have put the filling in 1994. And it was meant to last 6 months. But it lasted easy 10, 12 years plus. And she was quite impressed with that. She said, "How did you apply it?" I said, "I think it was a special paste that kind of reacts with saliva." And I was somewhere near the Ngorongoro crater in Uganda, obviously short of NHS dentists. And I remembered I had quite a serious first aid kit. And one evening, I just I think I dabbed down on all the cotton buds to dry my mouth out as much as possible. Inserted this ball of goo, bit down on it, nearly glued my teeth together. But it worked, it was good, apart from it being weirdly pink, to remind you this is not a real filling. Very painless experience, apart from the mind pain, which is more than physical pain, of knowing that when she's saying, I think she was Spanish, "Up and wide, okay, close, up and wide, okay, close, up and wide, okay, close," trying to get the level on the back of my teeth right so that I could close my jaw properly. One of the, "Okay, close, crunch." That's not an apple. No, it's my bloody lip. And she's like, "Oh." And what to her was a, "Oh," was to me with a, "Oh, fuck. Oh, man." And then this big spurt of blood kind of came out. I'm just looking in the car rearview mirror now. And she tried to find some stuff to put on it, but they didn't have any. And I remember actually coming in for the checkup, they were looking for some stuff that they also didn't have. So it's sad, isn't it, when medical centres are short of things as simple as, she was looking for some Bongella, of all things, and she didn't have any. I said, "Don't worry, I've got some at home." Although NHS, I opted for a white filling. I don't know. I said, "Is it just a vanity choice?" And she said, "No, they are better. Obviously, they're better." I said, "If they're costing 70 quid or whatever." And I was made to pay the money beforehand. And I said to the woman, "I don't normally pay before I actually get a service or goods or something like that." And the woman on reception says, "I'm afraid some people run away." And I'm thinking, running away screaming. And she's saying, "No, they kind of just leave without paying. And some things can cost thousands of pounds." I'm like, well, I don't intend on going anywhere. do I get a refund if it's crap? I said, and she says, you get a refund if it falls out. I'm like, I'd rather have another one. So, yeah, very clean, quite nice. Just an unusual, kind of strange area. Maybe there was cheap plan of admission here. It just seems quite... I'm not used to Cambridgeshire being quite so hardcore. Like, camouflage is still in fashion around here, and I don't know if it's work wear for some of these urban soldiers. Right, onward. I've rambled enough and probably chewed through another acre of lip. Feels like an acre. If you are about to go to the dentist, I'm sure it'll be fine. Speak to you later.